Today, one of our vocal exercises, yawning, but not showing that something is boring. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Yawning opens and stretches muscles at the back of your throat. And that's really, really useful, because by doing that, you're able to have more resonance. You've got that greater area, a greater kind of cavernous area, if you like, for the sound to move up, to move around before it comes out through your main resonator of your mouth. Also, what you're able to do as well is to get more air. So you're getting more body as well into the sound. So it's not just kind of almost echoing to a really small extent and reverberating a little bit. You've actually got a bit more air, you've got more body. It's not going to sound quite as thin and strained as otherwise it might. So, stand up, inhale as you yawn. And what we're after now is a full-bodied yawn, wide and deep. Get your whole body involved. Open up your mouth. Keep your tongue relaxed on the floor of your mouth and the tip of it gently touching your lower teeth. Your soft palate raised, remember that, is on the roof of your mouth at the back. That's which moves some of the air and some of the noise into your nose, yeah, to give you that nasally sound. Not too much of a nasally sound, it just adds a little bit of richness to the overall sound. You want to stretch and widen at the back of your throat, scrunch your face, stretch your arms, and really let it all go. Consciously feel your diaphragm. We spoke about that umpteen months ago, where your diaphragm is just below your rib cage. It helps you breathe, and you're breathing air into the very bottom of your lungs. A good stretch of your throat. Sigh your breath out as silently as you can. So here we go, in your own time. If you've got all of that, here we go. Oh, that felt really, really good. I felt a little kind of tingle down the back of my spine, down the back of my back. Oh, that really kind of, gave me the tingles, gave me the shivers. That was really nice. That really woke me up. It's like what I've got in mind doing that is a cat sitting up from a long afternoon's sleep in the sun and stretching and arching its back. That's what I had in mind then. That worked really, really well. Now we're going to develop the yawn sigh vocal exercise and put in a little bit of sound this time. And then we've got one more associated exercise after that. So this workout exercise will help increase your pitch range, so essentially you don't sound quite as flat as otherwise you might. So repeat the exercise we've just done, but this time make a gentle sound with your voice as you sigh, gliding down in pitch from high to low, again like a siren. Okay, let's go through this once. Here we go. So full-bodied yawn. There you go. And you're going to get your whole body involved. Open up your mouth, your tongue relaxed on the floor of your mouth. Soft palate raised, that's at the top and back of your mouth. Stretching and widening at the back of your throat. Scrunching your face. Let it all go. And having a good stretch of your throat. And making a gentle sound with your voice as you sigh, gliding down in pitch from high to low, like that siren. Was that something similar to what you did? Okay, now repeat that another four times, so five times in total. I'll leave a pause. You may want to put me on pause. Here you go. 5 times in total. And we're back. Keep that yawning ah sound, but stop short of it starting to gravel out as you run out of breath. And repeat this 5 times, each time projecting slightly more with the sound coming from your chest, not from your throat. Yeah? So the voice from your chest, and go nice and deep, but don't let it gravel out. I don't want any scratchy sounds at the bottom of your tonal range or when you run out of breath. Okay, one more time with this, with me, and then a couple of chances for you to repeat it again in your own time. A few times for you. And we're back. So a couple of yawning exercises for you there. One without sound and then a couple with sound. And finally today, the closed yawn. So close your lips and then yawn. So be conscious of the space and the air contained in your mouth and your throat. And again, repeat this 5 times. Ah, there we go. There we go. Once for me, so another 3 or 4 times for you as well. Tomorrow, we're going from yawning to laughing as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.